Welcome to Vita Poetica Journals podcast. We're an online journal featuring creative work explored through a spiritual lens and a publication of the Vita Poetica Arts and Faith Collective. We have two poems for you today by Terry E. Hill. They're called This Too Capricious and Calligraph for a Psalm Beginning with the Letter O. Terry E. Hill is a physician in Oakland, California, with a long history of publishing in healthcare and a more recent history in literature, for example, in The Healing Muse and All Shall Be Well anthology. He grew up in rural Georgia, but earned his BA in literature from Reed College. Here's Terry.
My name is Terry Hill, and this poem is called This Too Capricious. The biographical background to the poem is that I was raised, imperfectly, as a Southern Baptist Christian who married into an assimilated Jewish family and found some of the rituals congenial. My wife and I normally attend a family Passover gathering, but this particular year, the gathering was delayed and we found ourselves making do, just the two of us in our house. I took the occasion to articulate one of our recurring questions, namely, why our life together is so different from what Thomas Hobbes described as solitary, poor, nasty, brutish, and short. I continue to be dumbfounded by our good fortune. So the poem does not attempt an answer, rather, it celebrates the question in the context of the Passover ritual. This too, capricious. Pesach fell on Friday with apples and figs, matzo balls, candles in Southern Baptist candlesticks, haroset on bread. The two of us say a single baruch and drink Shiraz. Nothing bitter. Instead of nasty and short, we get lengthy and kind. The god of fortune who toys absently with her creatures lets us linger, this oasis in time, interlude, unbidden and unearned. Apples and figs, bread and soup, candles, Shiraz. It's spring. The water pitcher full, wine cups replenished. Miriam with tambrels is dancing, waves in her long loose hair. No bitterness. The sacrifice and suffering elsewhere, outside this circle. The god of fortune toys with her dinner, but passes over us a lifetime's length of improbability. Pesach on Good Friday, go figure. Haroset on bread, my mother's silver candlesticks. What commandments do we follow? What covenant? With whom? Good fortune endures and troubles us. Such happy favor. While God smote the Egyptians, the Romans smote the Jews, plague came to Venice, and brutish nobles ran amok. Seriously, for centuries. Fear and danger, poor and nasty persist. But in this house, no bitterness, affliction, fire, or flood. The circle shared, not solitary. Apples, figs, bread, soup, Shiraz. And the unfading green vine that fringes Miriam's tall cup, tremulous in candlelight and incantation, pious and profane. Baruch atah Adonai. This poem is called Calligraph for a Psalm Beginning with the Letter O. It's a poem of sufficiency, a celebration of sufficiency, in which a sense of the sacred and eros and beauty and writing all tumble together. I do not pretend that I can sustain this perspective throughout our busy days, but I like to think that a practice like calligraphy can summon these elements. In this case, I imagine the practice of calligraphy can create an actual passageway toward a life experienced in sacred beauty. Calligraph for a psalm beginning with the letter O. I used to think words were sacred, then syllables were enough. Now the first letter only, an O, even the first black ink curve, immense and sweeping, like silence breaking open, the infant's first cry. The universe was empty before that curve began. Silence and stillness, so vast and pure, not even a feather falling against the stones of an ancient village, not even the weight of its echo. The pause was immeasurable before that first breath, before the shoulder of longing, the newborn push of faith. And the pause repeats before each numberless beginning. Then the reciprocities of inkwell and nib to paper, the surface tension holds and glistens, then releases a quick capillarity, a wash into waiting pores, an indelible sluice amidst the fiber tangle. Moist wake trailing behind, the lustrous flow circles around until finally leaning forward to catch its own tail and close open an O, a new lumen into the crisscrossed tangle of reality. I enter and become the day as it is, wet with thou.
That was Terry E. Hill reading his two poems, This Too Capricious and Calligraph for a Psalm Beginning with the Letter O. You can learn more about Vita Poetica at the website in our podcast description, www.vitapoetica.org, where you can find details on how to submit to the journal and other ways to get involved. Thanks for listening, and more soon.